Keep the ball here, keep your ball here, Kieran.
Get your fuck out there.
Last show of the season, boys.
What a season it's been. What a season you've had, doing, man.
Why aren't they forgetting it? We're having a wee beer at me to celebrate the year.
Well, you're
I should just pull it out of my head, shoot it up a year.
Money, well, I have a wee drink.
Everything I've touched this year has been dog shit, innit? Nah, but what, honestly, what a year. No, you've done all well. No, you've done well.
You've done well. You'll have to shut down.
No, lads, honestly, well, what a year.
Also celebrating Derek Ferguson's anniversary yesterday. Oof. And oh my God.
By the way,
Carol on her wedding day. Holy
fuck. Listen, I've got a
world
day,
that.
I've got a
mate, list. I don't know how you've done that.
How did I get
she's
her?
She's incredible.
How did you get her? You look a wee rubbed.
I'd leave my missus. I'd never speak to my kids again.
I'm punching.
Never speak to them again to be married to her.
31 years.
How about this?
Wait, how did
you give me hope?
That must be massive.
I know.
That must be massive. No, no. Can I see any other reason to be here?
This wee Shawnee, I call it a wee Shawnee, I couldn't see when I went on holiday. By the way, I don't know if you find it. I couldn't get off the sunbed for about an hour. I just glanced at now, just you have a wee glance, and then it stood to attention. And I couldn't get up, and I went, no, you think it's going to go away in about 2 or 3 minutes? But it was a fucking failure. And it wouldn't get away. And I was like, I was thinking of Coronation Street, I'm thinking of Emmerdale, Hill Dogden and all that. And it just wouldn't, and you know, and it wouldn't get away. And I honestly.
So what did you do about
it? I get burnt off.
What?
Did you tuck it up?
You can't even, you've no get.
Oh, you don't have a t-shirt on?
No, you've got shorts on, but nothing else. And
just a tap.
What can you do? Do you know what I mean?
That was
a shock, but no.
It's a bit poor that the big man's not celebrating your anniversary with a drink.
You'll be laughing with your
missus's anniversary.
You'll be laughing with your missus and all. They're brilliant.
They are. I celebrated about 11 years last week.
69, I wanted to celebrate.
I fucking did. 70 and 71 are all. But you gave me hope because she sent me a message that I phoned her this morning. Did they answer? Phoned her again, did they answer?
That's the fear, isn't it? See when they didn't answer
you
on a Monday morning.
Sent me a WhatsApp, what? Question mark. Fucking nearly cracked the motor. Oh, had the path got me to take a deep breath.
Nothing worse than life, mate. Monday morning, like,
Why did I do that?
I was like, what? So I just wrote back, excuse me, question mark. Felt brave as fuck. Then just sent back, last night you went to bed, and you fucking watch fucking golf on your phone. And all you had to do was help me.
Why
did
you watch it on the telly?
Because I was about to fall asleep while I was watching it.
On your phone?
I just put the phone aside and I lie, and then I doze after it, right? And she says, you could have helped me tidy this. All the taking was half an hour. I'm fucking treading water with you lot in there.
She must have been raging, no.
Answer this question. Why are they brilliant when you're away from home, you're on holiday? They turn back to you.
But they'll probably say the same about you.
When you first met them.
Because there's no house fucking holiday.
They'll say the same about you, though, innit?
Is it the heat?
I don't know what it is.
I feel I'm a different guy on holiday, do you know?
Aye, you do. You change, don't you?
Aye, I get away with murder on holiday.
Aye, so I do.
You should try marriage.
Think so?
He'd be the worst husband ever, mate.
Try and get off.
Try what?
Try getting a bump. Do you know the
last time? I was a great dad.
No, I would be a great guy.
I think I'm at the stage I want to be a dad.
Do you want to know what I'm really
good, man?
I've got four. You can take one of them, no hassle, because they're doing my
see, but I'm loving the new. Being a grander. See my wee Lake and Isla, my granddaughters, that are brilliant. And I didn't, because I've had three boys, obviously, but the granddaughters are brilliant. So I see that it's like, I said to you, didn't I? Everything's going too good, didn't it?
I know you.
Oh, mate, what weekend you've had? Ange leaving, Lewis scoring.
Big Ange, you know.
I've not seen you since that last Cooper show. Remember,
I didn't think I was coming on here. I just texted you other day about going for lunch with the missus.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Would you recommend?
Since that show?
Tenerife and then just straight to Bologna.
Have you seen the sheriff yet?
Oh, I'm going to see the sheriff on Thursday.
Oh, you've not seen him? Oh, you've not seen the sheriff yet?
I'm ready for this, by the way. I've been taking.
What was that Clint Eastwood, wasn't it?
I've been doing.
That was incredible. Do that again with your whistle. That was
horse
brilliant.
Horse riding lessons. There
no
you go.
No way.
Who are you?
Doing a lullaby.
Who's taking you?
Equestrian centre. So it's.
I've been doing six lessons.
Right. So I think I could get a wee gallop. Once I get out there.
Can you get it going, can you?
Colorado. We're going out for a wee gallop. What are you,
what are you doing this after in, Fergie? I'm just going to wait for a wee gallop.
You're riding Swanee in Bologna, oh, mate,
right? Eat Swan. Hold on. What is it? Financial. Big Swanee is a fucking great guy.
Does honestly. He watch us? Does he watch us?
Lloyd Swan Financial Solutions.
And Lloyd? Lloyd Swan? That's a waste of
I was riding. I was riding everything. And he even go to own the park after the game.
Let's see it. Show it to the camera on Bologna's pitch.
Well, hold on.
I can't see it.
Look at that. Look at that, baby.
That's it.
That's some horse around.
Swanee, you got it, baby. He's a great guy. So he is. What a great guy.
How was the game?
Oh, by the way, they were excellent. So they were finished two each. They got a goal last minute, chopped off. But Carol was down the front with Lake. I was up in the stand with Big Posh's missus. Oh, by the way, what a... Oh, stunning lassie.
Aye.
Who's missing this now?
Posh, the fullback. See when you jump about and you score, do you get away with murder? I mean, I was shooting your face half a living. <my. laughs> she was brilliant. She was. And it was the other. Aye.
How did you end up with her? Just sitting where he's got to sit here?
Just sitting there. And Carol obviously was looking in Linda. was doing the front. So I was up beside the lassies, aye.
Magic,
bro. Right. So shouting's missus and all. As well, the two of them shouting. Shouting. I don't know if that's the right word.
Shooting.
And aye. Posh is, she's the darling, by the way.
What? So what was it like? Was it a last minute equaliser for Lewis?
No, he scored to bring it back to 2-1. And then
I thought I seen on the Twitter it was the last minute.
I thought that as well.
No, it was last night he scored there.
Oh, right, so you won the third half.
I was jumping about like a dafty last night.
So was that to win the game last night? Was that to win the game last night?
Aye, I was the winner.
Aye. You never started, I don't know. There's a different culture out there, the way they use the whole squad and that. Because I was, when you saw the team lines come up and all that, that he wasn't starting.
That's because the way you fucking acted with the teammates' misses, that's probably why he's been dropped. Your dad's been harassing.
They're great lads. That's the best Sunday I've ever had. I'm going back in time thinking, when have I ever had a better Sunday? Started off toasting Moretti. Brilliant. On the way to the game, it's only 10-15 minutes away. We stoked off at this wee great wee place. We had a beer, lovely pizza, and then we get into the grun, and we didn't have enough tickets for the VIP bit. And then Carol, wow, what a woman, by the way.
How did she do?
She saw one of the wee Italian boys that she knows everybody. She got some great. And by the way, she was off. She was away with him.
Away with
her? By the way, I know.
But all of a sudden you had 20 VIP tickets.
And then, aye. And the next thing, whatever she did, she worked her magic. So she had.
Why are you doing that?
That's your mate, beers and I'm...
Just for viewers at home, if you ever want to watch a man nurse a pint for an hour, watch it. You'll never see somebody nurse a pint like
that. I will drink it. I'm still up.
Well, it is after 12, so chill.
I have 12.
You can kick on in the pally as well. What a place. One of my favourite places in Dennis.
By the way, you're going to go to Transmit. I think I've asked you, aren't I? Are you going to go to Transmit?
I'm definitely going.
When is it?
Well, try, when is it?
It's the 7th to the 9th, mate, of July.
Right.
So something to look forward to.
I'll be back for Tenerife.
We can all go. We can all, that could be a date.
That could be my
Transmit sort us out.
It's meant for Tom Boyd playing with Charlie and the Boys, and he's now added his family and they've renamed themselves Charlie and the Boyds.
Aye. The Boyds.
So Charlie and the Boyds, Boyds. They're doing the main stage, aren't they?
Pat Evans in the Mosher tent.
So how was your Saturday night, so that's a touch of class,
Saturday, and then his birthday Sunday, so it's been a fucking expensive weekend.
Your man's looking good, mate. Have you got tucks on?
That's his first century break.
Did he get his first century break, mate? What's the worry to us?
When your family comes through and it's the missus family and everyone needs to, you're always worrying about being awkward.
I can clash.
But it was actually brand new, mate.
Were any problems with it?
No, nothing.
You love wins, don't you?
I hate wins, mate. No, they're in my ear, mate. I hate kids, mate. Cheeky wee bastards.
Aye, they became right cheeky.
Aye. One of my pals, Jude's pal, walks in my house every day with foot failure. You'll walk in, look in the fridge, you've got anything to eat. First thing he says to me every time he comes in my house.
Is he a wee...
We are, so that's what he is.
He's chubby fella.
No, he's not even that.
He just must not get fed. And he says,
he just knows you've got a big fridge.
He'd be a bit more respect there.
He's one of them, mate. See if you've not got the brand crisps or not. He's like, what the fuck are they?
Oh, no, that's a shock. You see, I know the ones who don't move it.
Trying out a packet of fucking Lidl's and he looks like he's ever seen here, taking back.
See, to be fair, see the young team. I'm talking about young team 20, 30. There's so many of them have come up to me and they talk about this with you guys and all that. And say they love watching you and all that. So it's kind of nice because obviously I'm well into my 50s now. I'm an old codger. But when you get the young guys come up and going like that, and you know,
the young team are brilliant.
The young team everywhere.
They're always good to use the young team.
The young team out there.
A young team loves Slaney.
They get them in the taxi, and they're like,
all right, big Kev. I was wondering when I was getting you buzzing. And then they're like, what's that Slaney really like? And I says, he's fucking a mouse. He's some boy.
He's a mouse.
A cameras.
I always positive things to say, but the young team, that's the next generation.
I've got a fear for the weekend.
So we had a few drinks at the game?
No, before the game.
Were you at Glasgow Green?
No. The match.
The match.
That was incredible, wasn't it?
That's good, aye.
What a day, though.
So talk us through your day then. Talk us through your full day.
Went to my mate's house.
Had a shower with your dad in the morning.
Shower my dad, aye. We used to wait for him to come out. Now we just fucking go in the garage.
But he's still got his bag on.
He's still getting a bag on.
imagine how crap the shower would be. Him in that
brilliant.
Bag.
Brilliant. So we had the shower, then came out, dried
it together?
No, that's it.
The Selling Till,
then I went out to my mates. He's got an incredible year. I was standing there when I get here.
Your pubs.
He had a brilliant wee, what do you call that? Like a manhunt?
Man cave.
No, and it was brilliant. So we get blittered in there, and then me and my other mate went to the game.
Wait, we got blittered in there. Can you talk me through you getting blittered? What did you do?
The bucket.
Oh, you drink? Do you like Bucky?
Aye, it was brilliant. Right.
Half bottle or a big bottle?
Two full bottles. At once.
We half bottle.
Then I don't know if I can see that. I sneak a couple in.
Where did you put it?
To the boys.
See, the smell.
See the smell of it when I took it at half time?
Oh, no. But the only thing is, mate, see watching a game, Steven, you actually didn't watch a 6 second of the game, you end up talking
about
it.
The game was poor, wasn't it?
Oh, see, the game was poor, I had a really poor first half.
It was quite predictable how it was going to go.
Jack, I thought Celtic were going to back, there's one shot on goal.
What I mean by that, Si, was you can kind of, I mean, Billy set his team out really well and all that, and they did do well, but you can always knew. Celtic were going to get out of the line. They were going to get.
I don't know, for me, that was crap.
They should be
compensated for the English FA Cup.
I know. Our own.
Fuck it, FA Cup.
Absolutely. The Scottish Cup, not the oldest cup competition.
Our showpiece, and it should have been 3 o'clock.
Aye.
They made a big.
I just kept watching Anshie after the game when he was walking around.
I did have a few, sorry mate.
I kept watching him. Right? Every time was the same watching as this. Like his body language, is he going to leave?
Even, I think the game was even like that, mate. Wasn't it? It was just get the game done and.
Yeah.
It was like the players knew what were coming, really, I thought.
That's one of the saddest, but amazing moments. But for him to leave, I was thinking this the other day. Has there been a manager had another connection like the way he is with the fans? I've not said that.
There probably has been, but not in such a short period of time.
I mean, in my lifetime, I don't mean it's a joke, but I mean, like.
I think the nature of how he's done it in a short period of time, I think everything he says has you on tender hooks, like listening into him, and I think that's why.
He's a proper manager.
He's a man's man. You don't know what he does in training or whatever. Obviously, we had a joke and a laugh about the when he was Danish shooting in the hands and that. Regardless of that, me as an ex-footer player and probably you three as well as ex-footballers, you probably want to play for somebody like that. Yeah. And you probably want to go above and beyond for a guy like that because of the way he looks after you in the media, the way he speaks about you, the way he doesn't put you away up there, but he keeps you middle ground. You're just somebody as a whole.
So what to be said for that?
He's been incredible.
A terrific coach and all that and whatever, but it's that, the feeling you get, you know, with certain managers. I mean, obviously, we all have our favourites.
Aye.
You know, guys that you love playing with. I mean, people are surprised when they go, who's your favourite manager? And I always go, John Lambie.
And they go, ah, John Latton,
because of the way he was.
Just because, aye. Because he was, you're saying he's aye. A man's man, and just there's something, there was something about him. You would run through a brick wall for him. So aye. Maybe that's the connection you're talking about.
But there'd be aye, a fear there as well, woman. There would be a massive fear.
We've done that,
respect. The fear would be out of respect.
No one to let him down.
No.
Mate, I've never felt that, like that.
The fear of letting him down.
Mm-hmm. We had the same in your interview, mate. We done
that last one. That last one, I've never felt it like that. Like the first ones were. I mean, incredible, but that was real. But see, before the camera started going,
see about, when he's walking towards you like that,
mate. But you no believe this, mate, right? So I see him coming down, yeah, like that.
Aye, yeah.
See him, he's walking out, but he's walked out the doors, right?
Scalp him. I keep going at him. You're doing big in it, man. You should do that with him.
No, yeah, yes, I'm laughing at him, but mate, the way he looks at you, you're fucking
fella.
He's looking at you like
you feel like in the presence of somebody powerful.
Yeah.
I've never felt an aura like it.
Well, it's funny, because you text me a day saying you felt like Jock seems a bit overrated, is it? Like?
No.
He's
I had a good reply here to get to this. No, at all. This is the best, isn't it? But see, wait, we hear this one. So
you put Ange above him. You said to me, you said, I think Ange's above Jock Stein.
Well, current is a bit harder than that. Nah, at all. But see here, see when Ange came out, right? He's walking out and I'm saying to myself, I felt myself fucking shaking inside. I'm like, just becomes asking how he's been. So as he sits down, just as he sits down, I go, how's your season getting on?
No, how's your season been, mate?
How's your season been? He's gone for a treble. Oh, mate.
Oh, it's funny, wasn't it?
But he just was kind of looked, didn't he?
I'm going to say something now. He's definitely my favourite Celtic manager. Since I've watched Celtic, he's been my favourite Celtic manager.
I just think he's very likable. I think if there was a fly in the wall camera documentary behind the scenes, what you would hope to see from him, I think you would see from him.
Aye.
I remember one day, I don't know if I've said this, it was pissing down in the West End and I was driving by the motor, I parked the car up just outside, up the road for Eusebi Daily. And fucking Ange came out and it was started raining, just a quick shower. And he was with I'm presuming it was his wife, took his jacket off and put the jacket over his wife just to the car.
No way.
I swear.
Sack that.
I swear, right?
Sack
I wouldn't be fucking doing
I'll take it for an
hour. Fucking looking after myself.
Like, I'm just sitting there thinking, there go, that's I would expect that from a guy like him. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I'd be saying,
that's too far.
Too far.
Please, all right,
is that true story?
Too far. I swear my kids, like, I parked the car up just outside the university, looking down, and it was pissing down, he put his jacket and he was walking outside my car.
Getting soaked.
And I tried to get the phone out quick. I couldn't get the phone out quick enough.
Is that 100% true?
100% true, aye. Wow. I should have said this story before and you could have asked him.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm absolutely gutted he's away.
He's not going
in the house on a Saturday night after the cup final when he's interviewing stuff up.
We
were going to a party, mate, and you were something like that. Fuck's sake, but, man.
What did his interview, what did they say after the game?
You just tell he was going, mate.
But what else? He's won, it's the treble. So
there's not a lot.
I understand why he's going. You've got to understand.
I know, but how demoralising is it though? Because we've been saying that
I'm delighted
this manager's going to be incredible. We've actually said in the Champions League this year that still football can be really successful in Europe, but you need maybe the players, and you think maybe a few more years of them in the Champions League under Ange, they can do really well. How demoralising it now in Scottish football that happens?
It's just a realisation to him, that's just the way it's going to be now, with the money, with the gap, money and finances. It's just going to happen.
It's you're saying about like doing really, really well. What? How do you define doing really, really well in Europe with Celtic? They're never going to win it again, sadly.
Do you know
what,
a manager like him could be successful in Europe as the Europa League?
He could with Tottenham.
I go and do actually.
Imagine he goes down south this year, he goes to Tottenham, he finishes in the top four with them. And then bang, Tottenham to say, right, you know what? Aye. Let's have a crack at this. They've been in a final, what, 3-4 years ago, Tottenham? Champions League final. So I know that's a long way away, but that for me is a better target as a manager than the idea of maybe getting Celtic through the last six.
Well, if he wins the Europa League with Tottenham, he'd be a legend. That'd be massive for Tottenham going to win the Europa League.
Even an FA
Cup,
obviously,
it's the same, but he would have much more resources and finance to go and do that.
See if it does happen. Who's he taking for Celtic?
I heard Kennedy's gone.
Player-wise.
Albie, he said Albie for the...
Albie and who was your...
Who's he taking?
Edwina the Queen.
because I brought guy painting
Tom Boyd for Spurs TV.
No, he's singing before the Spurs games, isn't he? Tom Boyd.
Is he?
He's going to be on him. Charlie and the boys are going to sing before.
Yeah, just it's got Arfin's video he put up today.
Stephen Davis's wedding.
How good was that?
He's got his great singing.
I never knew he was a proper singer.
We used to go on Scotland trips. He used to bring his guitar and sing.
He was in a band.
He made his own song. He was in a band called The Big Biz. They were brilliant.
Can we get him on and play songs?
Yeah, definitely.
That'd be the most classy singing.
Sorry, mate.
Who's it, Scotty who?
Arfield.
Oh, Arfield. I think it's Scotty Allen. Why do I keep getting them two mixed up?
Scotty Allen kind of talk.
Scotty Allen.
He didn't sing, didn't he? Just plays the guitar.
You give him some stick. Right, I'm going to say Scotty Allen was on Sports Scene last week. He was brilliant.
Right.
Obviously, it takes him a bit of time to get, but he was really good.
Once Scotty Arfield's
here, different level on here.
Scotty Arfield's a good singer.
Oh, Scott Arfield's a great singer.
Is he?
He only made them choose between singing and... He was still playing in a band at Falkirk.
You could just sit and look at him all day, couldn't you?
Who's Scotty Allen? He's gorgeous, isn't he? See, on Ange, so you're talking
Kyogo.
About... No, but they're talking Sorry. About Rodgers coming back. Paul Slane right now, yes or no, would you take Brendan Rodgers back at Celtic?
Aye.
Same.
I would. And the thing is, I mean, I know he left. I think that's the thing. I mean, what he done, Ange's been here 2 years. Rodgers was there 3.5. Treble, and then set up for the quadruple treble. So it's incredible what he actually done. The thing that
Rangers were stronger under.
I knew. I know. 100%. But the thing was, when he left, it was a shock because it was halfway through the season. Mm. It wasn't like the end of the season. Lennon had to come in, and that was a bit that I think you were raging about. And then I think means when he said,
"Were you raging
a job for life and all that?" And you kind of
Danny McGrain will be buzzing his back to it because that means he's got a job for life again.
Like a wee t-shirt, by the way.
Nice, isn't it? Wee teddy bear.
A teddy bear.
It looks like Big Ange.
You like it?
Aye.
That's what you'll be wearing at Tottenham, isn't it? Look, that's kind of like the London look. Look, there's Ange at Tottenham. Pull your t-shirt, doesn't look Big Ange at Tottenham. Kicking about London.
Jake, and you'll see we don't stop, didn't you? Jake, you'll use that again.
You use all the same stuff.
Do you? But aye, you'll change it. I think you'll have another slogan now. But with Rodgers, I have spoke to Celtic fans and a lot are mixed with it. A lot don't want him back.
I think if Rodgers stays, right, if Rodgers comes back, sorry, John Kennedy will stay, Stratton will stay. I think if it's a different manager, there's a chance that they'll go back to Ange.
You've got to factor in that if Ange is gone, Celtic then need to appoint somebody, I would presume, quite quickly, because you need to get what you need in for. They've still got the nucleus of a good squad there. But you want to try and no have uncertainty for too long, because Rangers have got the wheels in motion and signed two new boys and are talk again the day in the papers about maybe Connor Cody or James Milner coming up. You want to be on top of that. So does Rodgers come in and it's just a straightforward swap, in you go, continue how things have been going, because Rodgers' football was, I wouldn't say it's as good as Ange, but it was equally as good to watch.
And it's successful.
Or do you go and start looking in a further afield market and think, right, okay, something like Ange again?
I look for that.
I understand Fran's frustration about how he left and maybe it was a wee bit sneaky, but in terms of managers that you're going to get, I think you're going to get a better Rodgers.
Because people keep saying
that Brendan Rodgers,
he gets sacked with Leicester, but he was incredible with Leicester.
First fifth for Leicester, mate.
Twice.
You were fourth the full
season. And should have got the Champions League and
the FA Cup. Hardly spent a penny. In the later years of his Leicester career, but
I wonder how it'll be though.
You've got my guy's going to win you the most games of football, mate.
Maybe Scott Brown.
But the search is going to be
Scott Brown.
How can you Scott Brown the Celtic over Brendan Rodgers?
See, right, I know. But right away, there you go, that's like.
No, he can't play for Celtic.
Could he come in?
What other reasons would you give Scott Brown over Brendan Rodgers?
I'm saying coming in with Rodgers or something like that. You know, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know. But right away, your face there, and I mentioned Scott Brown, you're like, no way.
He's not ready for Celtic, is he?
He's years and years away for that, if he's ever going to get that. But that's the exact same when Ange come in.
Last year, you were going, who's this guy? And look. But he had great experience there, didn't he? Won the Asian Champions League ahead.
Aye, and the contacts and all that. So
how do you think it'll be with Rodgers? If Rodgers did get the job, how do you think it would be with the fans? As I said, I think it's been mixed.
There'll be a bit of grumbling, 100%.
I think there will be, but see the minute he starts winning,
that disappears.
Of course it is.
It's the same in any walk of life, in football, in any part of football. The minute you start winning, everyone gets forgotten about.
Spot on.
And if you roll it forward a year's time and say Rodgers gets a job now, roll it a year's time and he's won the league again, Celtic won't be asked.
I think I email him.
We'll be in off.
I email him all the time.
James McCarthy will be buzzing to that cut the training session.
Maybe he'll be in. Well, I email him now and ask him.
Ah, you should email. Well, anybody else that would stick out to us?
Well,
seen that Bodo God manager was mentioned.
Oh, he was brilliant.
But then not like 11th, I might be completely wrong here. Somebody will pull us up. Are they not like 11th in the league?
Who, Bodo Glimt manager?
Bodo Glimt manager. Am I right in saying that?
Who is that? Bodo.
They popped Celtic. Oh,
they were brilliant.
They were brilliant at Celtic Park.
What about David Moyes?
David Moyes, Steve Clarke, no for me.
No, why not?
I'm defensive just joking that managers out there. I don't know
why. Can't go for your hands trying to score a goal every time you get the ball.
Potter.
Take Graham Potter. Graham Potter. I would take Graham Potter.
Graham Potter, I would take
it's a style, isn't it?
It's style.
You want a kind
I think
of
the players that Celtic have there now, regardless of whether Ange as the top manager and takes, realistically, there's three players I think he potentially could take Carter Vickers back to Tottenham. I think he could definitely attack Kyogo. Because Kyogo, regardless of how you play as a striker, what he offers and how he operates as a striker, that works in any league.
Mm.
Just in off the shoulder, getting across the near post.
That wee fella's dynamite.
Atati's obviously a lot younger. And he'll...
Atati's a better player than fucking Oliver Skip.
I know, but Atati will improve even tenfold, I think. And whereas Carter Vickers, he never got an opportunity to Tottenham.
No, he's better than Eric Dier.
Of course he's better than Dier. He's your typical centre-half.
He'd be incredible, though.
Have you ever sat in a pub with somebody for 30 minutes and not actually touched...
It's very weird.
I'm going to just try it.
I was going to say you are due me two forfeits. You've been the best season. I'll give you the Celtic job back.
You're getting interviewed by Michael Nicholson.
Would you take the Celtic job if you got offered it?
Oh, you wouldn't want me in that job, wouldn't you?
How about what would you do?
I'd take you right then. I'd take you where he's been before.
You wouldn't like my style of football.
I'd start with eight players. Bar I wouldn't even play a full team.
Barcastle up front. You'd rather play them again, wouldn't you? You'd rather play up front. What, do you think Andrew developed on them?
I'd bring back Peter Grant. Paul McStay, I'd be right in my midfield for yous. I know they're
They're new to play?
They're in their 50s, aye.
Same age as James Milner, I know, you too.
Aye, I'd be signing eight guys like that, you know.
Would you take Milner and Cody at Rangers?
I'm not sure about Milner.
When's that ever worked, mate, taking older guys?
I'm not so sure about that. I mean, he's older than me, isn't he, Milner?
Nah.
Jesus Christ.
Cody again,
you need to look at how you want to play. Do you want to play in a back four? Goldson.
Yes.
I'm the same, mate. I agree. But people would look and go, what a great signing, but is it a great signing?
I don't think so.
Connor Cody.
I think Ange will be superb with Spurs today. It will be very
good. You
going to
be a Spurs fan though?
Aye, I will be.
Aye, I know you are.
Every Celtic fan will be now. Mm-hmm. That's what I was meaning, how much a connection he's made with him. You will be looking for Spurs results now under him.
When you're going down there to speak to Spurs, you've got to be trying to figure out what's the deal with Harry Kane, because if you're losing a 30 goal.
But I don't think Andrew would mind losing him, Kev, because I don't think he suits how he plays at all.
He wants to drop all the time.
I think Andrew goes, give me the 100 million for Kane and I'll go and get build a team.
Aye, probably could do.
He's the type that would just do that, wouldn't he?
Turn around and say, give me a few seasons, but this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Daniel Levy's put a bit of faith in the Spurs fans. I think obviously I listened to some talk shows and that this morning about the
talk sport.
Who
would they say? I've not heard.
Rangers beat PSV over two legs, didn't they?
See,
the Scottish game shite.
He was like, you need
PSV
to get...
PSV finished sixth in the league.
Who's he getting it, Kev?
I mean, exactly.
No Goldstein, but even the likes of...
Conor Goldstein?
Aye, fucking hell. They just don't respect Scottish football in terms of the manager of Celtic or Rangers and you win the league, it's like as if you've got... It's a given. But see, when you go through all the European leagues, every year's a fucking two-horse race in every league.
100%.
They're always quite kind of, you look at the boys that went, Belouis and the other boys that went there, Hickey and that, and Henry's there, and Doig as well.
But I think that people are surprised because they look at us and go, Scottish, you know, and that.
It's fucking
so when they see them doing well, they kind of go, oh God,
do you want to pay?
He's no
just
bad.
Just take his because he's not fucking big.
You can that's kind of. That's what it's kind of they look down on us, and I think that's the making of us, because you get your back up a wee bit, don't you? And you want to prove that you're a good player. I think you've got a lot of good talent.
But mate, do you know what? Derek annoys me, right? They sit there on their high horse, going, "How's a guy like Ange Postecoglou going to make Spurs go to the next level? You need a big name." They went for a big name with Mourinho, Courtney. I'm not state of that.
I just think when you look at all the Scottish boys that go to England, they're all successful. McGinn, I've said about McGinn often enough. McGinn's been top drawer down there.
Hey, do you know? Sorry, Derek.
No, and you go, and that's what, and you look at even Patterson, who's went Rangers. They never threw him in at the start. But when he's got his opportunity, look at him. He's in fire.
Recently in the English,
we get disrespected big time.
In the English Premier League recently, in some of the managerial appointments, out with the big name ones, so your Contes and that, they've all been unsuccessful. Like recently, terms of they're no achieving what they used to achieve.
Because their defensive managers.
Whereas the guys like attacking is doing well. I just think Big Ange could go down there and totally transform
See on this about Conte not having money to spend on that. Well, done rubbish, shite, mate. He spent £60 million on Richarlison. He bought the Brighton centre midfielder. He bought Emerson fucking Royale. Rubbish. He Ange that amount of money, mate. He'll spend it better.
Goldstein had a list. He had a list of managers, right? He was like, anybody can win the Scottish League. That's what his words were, right? And he'd been doing all these names. He actually, this is how ignorant he was. He went, Tony Mowbray. Tony Mowbray didn't win the league with Celtic,
no,
did he?
No.
And that's how fucking ignorant he is.
Because we always do our research, don't
so
we?
So you want a square go with Goldstein?
He's one guy you can easy batter, mate.
I would have him in the background. Just let him go.
Goldstein.
I'd like him to lights out of that other one, that Adrian Durham.
Would you like to batter him?
But Durham, he does it for a... He knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
You know the best is? The only one that's gave Scottish Football compliments today? Simon Jordan,
brilliant, mate. Harry Redknapp, talking about Ange as well, brilliant.
I like Jordan.
Jordan with the brilliant.
Jordan who?
Simon Jordan.
All right,
Jordan. It's got to go Joe Jordan.
No, I thought you were talking about the other Jordan.
Are you used to avoiding interviewing big Simon Jordan, aye?
Oh, mate, he'd make mincemeat on us.
He's a clever guy.
Did you not hear what Ange said? He said about the interviews, he went, oh, these interviews keep me sharp.
How low did you feel then? Two morons, man.
Oh, here comes you two again. Hang on,
hey, what about the journey in the way here?
Peter will write down Twitter. This is why he's left, because he had the dentist.
Wait, what about the journey in the way here? Oh, people just tell it.
We just started pissing ourselves laughing at each other.
Oh my God.
That's sad, then. That is a sad day.
It's heartbreaking.
It will be.
Is there a genuine buzz about Rangers fans that he's away?
Ah, there has to be. I picked up a boy this morning, he's buzzing.
I picked up a joiner this morning,
he says, I'm big Ange away.
Joiners are getting fucking Ubers now, how much are joiners getting paid?
he says, big Ange away, we are fucking buzzing, big man. Because he's tortured us.
Yes.
I thought you're right.
Come on, the Spurs, get him.
But you still look at Celtic, have still got a better squad than Rangers.
At the minute.
But I'm echoing what he says. If he does go and he is away to Spurs, I'll be absolutely delighted, honestly. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Seeing the time that I've known you guys, I've been tortured, haven't I?
You had that 1 year when you've done all right.
Aye, well, the 55 is beautiful.
Well, did you win one trophy that year? Was it just one?
I've been through fucking so much.
You have, mate. You've taken it really well as well.
Listen, come here. When I called you boy, I was fucking raging.
That was a bad day for me, man.
But you know, it's just it's hard.
It must have been hard.
She's a Ranger supporter, and you see the style of football, and he's dominating. It's murder, man. It's hard. So it is. So
do you feel it's going to change now?
Aye, because that's the way you always look at it that way. I mean, he's been brilliant for him, so I'm a lot of optimism and looking forward to next season. I'm looking forward to that he's in control of who he's bringing, Bill. That's a wee bit like Ange, that he is, like we're saying, a proper manager.
He's got rid of the head of Ross Wilson before, so he's it's now his problem.
That was Bill's shout to get rid of him, Kev.
I would, like, listen, there's been a clear out of Rangers from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm. Right, so aye.
And you think that comes into the manager,
that
clear
comes from
I do.
So he,
if you're well, coming
he,
in there,
he analyses the commercial
in,
guys' performance.
No, the commercial guys. What I'm saying is, when you're coming in but the commercial guy's performance is doing his own.
There's been a lot of guys that have been getting away with murder in the background.
Yeah.
And he's no daft. He's seen what's going on in there, obviously been there previously, and he's going about it in I wouldn't say a quiet way, but I think he's doing the right thing, and I just kind of like what's happening. So I do, and some people they've got away with murder.
I did hear that, and a lot of Rangers fans, I don't know if they just said it, were saying that they wanted Ange to stay because they felt that Bale, the next season, could do something against him. They wanted to prove that.
Well, is that based on
the
a 3-0 win when the league was done?
Aye, but that's
Bale's accumulated more points than Ange over this back.
And that's when the questions need to be answered. Si, it's like, you're talking about the 3-0, but it's, I need to see this Rangers side doing it when they're under a bit of pressure. It's about pressure. It's dealing with that. And that's when you know you've got a real manager and real Rangers players, is when you deal with that pressure.
Aye.
So
what a season it's going to be next year.
It's going to be brilliant.
That's how I'm excited now.
No. I'm sure you said the same thing last year though.
Did I?
We showed up. Aye. Last podcast, last year. I'm sure you got
it. It's like any supporters.
It has to get better, though. No, just the Celtic Rangers will be good, because obviously the potential could be a different change of manager. But Hearts need to get better. Aberdeen will want to improve. Hibs will need to get better. Yeah.
I'll tell you now, we're going to move on to this. What would have made the league better?
Oh, I've got to devastated, man.
Fucking devastated.
And you'll be kicking yourself because the final.
Did you watch it yesterday? I was like, please. She. Do not lose this game, please.
I know.
But it was that penalty changed it? Because I don't think Ross County
was going to. It's not a penalty either, man.
No, it's not a penalty. Do you know what I'm getting?
It's
not.
It's never a penalty, mate.
No.
Never a fucking penalty.
I know.
Somebody hitters the ball off your hand for a yard.
But I just mean, the
laws of the game.
Malky comes out and says, fucking Nick Walsh, top man, brilliant. Of course, I know. It's never a penalty. Keep
and see
peace.
Other people saying that the young 16-year-old wasn't a sending off in the first leg. Of course, it's a sending off. He's the last man. He's going to run through on the goals.
It's a red card. Not can get, aye.
Mate, I was gutted for part of this because I said it on the last week, the one team that I've actually enjoyed watching other than maybe
been brilliant for sure.
A team that want to attack all the time. Good young Scottish players into the team.
She beat Chris Dunn. And I watched Thistle quite a lot this season. Is he did. And Ian McCall's a top manager. He's a great cracking manager. Honours of respect for him, but Chris made them better in that final third.
They were electric, just, Derek.
They were, and they've got that Lawless. You've got
Fitzpatrick, love him.
Wee Tiffany, I know. I love Wee Tiffany. You enjoy watching guys like that. But he improved them, you know, in that final third, and that's why they were a great watch. And Big Jerry, I mean, Big Jerry Britton.
You're not getting Jerry Britton credit for this, are you? Fuck's sake.
I'm a Big Jerry Britton's my mate. By the way, you're sharing about Jerry Britton. I'll fucking give you a square goal, by the way. Jerry Britton's.
But look at their team. McMillan, right back, Scottish. Holt, Brimley, Scottish. Really like Doherty, McMillan. Turner, good. Scottish. Fitzpatrick, Bowles, Scottish. Graham, Tiffany. 11 Scottish boys.
Brilliant.
But Ross County are a team that go and take players for League Two in England, Conference in England, when there's so much talent in the lower leagues in Scotland. But Neil Hill, look at them.
It was
a great advert for the boys that have came through the lower leagues in Scotland. I played against them all, and they're all good
Bannigan,
players.
Bannigan, Doherty, they're different class. They're a good watch, and I'm just absolutely gutted because that's what you want to bring to Premiership. Somebody that kind of a team that excites you, gets you off your seat and all that, and they've got the types of players.
For Malky McCart after the game, he said they dominated.
By the way, where was Malky again? He was even giving Faddy and Boyd a bit of stick.
Was it
about their gear?
Well, that was the bit I linked about.
Well,
but
you can't on with that. But you don't always nick about with fucking shirt and tie on, do you?
No. The first leg,
should have
been 5-0.
Should have
been
5-0.
I think that's
going to
be
5-0. You've got to take your chances. Seeming it was 3-0. You're a dancer. You're a beauty there in the Premiership, and I just can't believe
it. But
again,
devastated. Right, come on,
I love that.
Good, at the Ross County end, because the police said that.
Of course, you're going to say that.
Local police said that it'd be safer to take the penalties at the Ross County end. What's happening, man?
What was safer about it? The fucking had a pitch in days of
I could see that. You could Ross Doherty, he was like, the captain of this, he was like, I could see him going, fuck off, no chance. No, the penalties have to be taken at that end. Even the Seville game, right? I know that I wanted Mourinho to win because I hated how they were acting, but the Sevilla captain got to pick heads or tails for the side that it was taken, then he got to pick heads or tails for first penalty as well. Who the fuck decides that?
50-50
anyway.
Marino was out of order, by the way.
Aye, no, he was out of order.
That was poor.
See, yesterday, too, I was sitting devastated that Partick Thistle never went up.
Aye, even with Partick Thistle, they'll bring much more in terms of like a fan base and stuff to the Premier
Fans
League.
You saw
how many was there at the first leg, and even how many's travelled way up to Dingle on a Sunday afternoon. Give or take, it's beautiful weather and a big reward at the end of it. But that, the way that stand looked full, and then round the corner, and then you've got the Ross County, and you're like, I don't know.
It looked like no chance Ross County were going to get back in the game. I didn't know they had a few chances, but Lawless got the back of the line, didn't he?
They had a moment of madness. They gave away the first goal. The first goal, the penalty. And then the second goal, they took the kick off and they fucking kicked the boy out of the park.
I know.
Big long throwing, didn't it?
You get, so Ross County, they've gone a wee bit.
They've gone a bit, and they've totally punished the fact that they've chucked a long ball down the line.
It's Cummins, mate.
It's fucking.
Are we guys Cummins double?
Are we chasing Cummins up front?
Who's the double?
Samuel.
Aye. It's no penalty. See that? No. That gives him the break they need, and it's never a penalty.
It's never a penalty.
Never a penalty.
I think
get,
never.
Get a grip of yourself.
Paul, just with the modern
law. No, you're probably right. The rules, but it's a load of shite.
He said
Grealish as well.
It's never
a penalty. How can Jack Grealish get a penalty against him for that?
Grealish, I know. That's we spoke about that as well, didn't we? Never a penalty.
Ross County were so far out of that tie.
Yeah, you're spot on.
To actually have them,
see
when you're watching Peterborough versus Sheffield Wednesday and it was 4-0 to Peterborough, you actually felt that Sheffield Wednesday could come back because of how good the players and personnel they've got. But with that there, I couldn't see it.
I thought it was done.
And then see when they went man-nil up, you're thinking, Ross County ain't any squad, but listen, you've got to give them credit.
Partick would have been with it. No doubt, Partick would have been a team that came up to the SPL next year and try to win every game of football, man.
Mm-hmm.
We need more of that.
Yeah.
See, if we want the standard to get better, we need more of that.
Yeah.
And managers and teams that want to win games of football, and not just sitting and be happy and want to get beat.
Chris Doolan, that style of football, that's what you want to watch. That's why you go to watch games, didn't it? Because
see, all the teams at the bottom decided one day, you know what, we're all going to go play a fucking attacking football, and whatever happens at the bottom will happen. It would be such a far better league instead of this fucking negativity.
That's how the championship, Kev.
Parking the bus.
That's how the championship.
Or we get a point against them because that's a good division. Point. Don't try and win the three. It's the equivalent of three draws.
But look at Stephen Lawless, right? This is the best I've ever seen Stephen Lawless play in his career. Do you know why? Because he's playing in a team that wants to attack.
Aye, he's got a wee bit of freedom.
Freedom to go and play.
Use him.
And you see the thing is, they've got a big...
They played the 1-2 touch in that final third.
And they've got the big boy up front, Graham, who is a great focal point of everyone. See that? I think it was the first leg, the fucking the over, the round the corner, the back to him, and that's fucking
amazing. What about he's going the first leg, the volley?
Really good. And see, because he's got that reminded me of how our Hearts team was back in the day. I was just the big guy up front, linking everyone up together, but the rest of the wee guys all running about me just fucking ran about. The right winger sometimes and the left winger sometimes sat in the hole, and they had that freedom just to go about, and it created opportunities non-stop.
But see, your Hearts team are the same. You wanted to attack. See, any team that has done it in the past, they've been successful. Look at Tony Mowbray's Hibs team.
Yeah.
He thought, fuck it, I'm attacking here. How good they were.
Attack from the front. Attack from
teams
the front.
Next season, let's go and try and win fucking games, man.
Just gutted for them.
So Trent Fish will be up there next year, or a lot of the players will go.
I think a lot of, and I'm devastated.
They look really good, the players today.
Look at Fitzpatrick, he's exceptional. Aberdeen, Hibs, Hearts, we're all going to take him. Turner, middle of the pitch, same. Tiffany, same.
There'll be teams looking at Turner.
Wee Tiffany,
by the way.
Do you know what I loved about wee Kyle Turner? I used to play against him. He was a wee arsehole when he played against him.
Because that's what you do. As a guy, you want to fucking be annoyed. Uh-huh. Annoying people and get after them. But the wee boy Tiffany, if somebody doesn't come in and take him, take a wee chance on him, I hope he stays at Thistle for big GB, but...
He's
a tiny
player.
But even Tiffany, it's the same example as Lawless. He played in a Livingston. He got released for Livingston because, no disrespect, Livingston play a certain way. He didn't get the best out of these boys. Mm-hmm. There's so much talent in Scotland, but they're restricted because of the way
he plays. Because we go back to because we don't big up Warren. He's a great wee player. So yes,
that's the thing. The part of Thistle play with big Graham up front, and Ross County play with big.
Jordan White,
but two different styles of play.
Yeah.
One goes long and one plays it into Brian Graham's feet. Because Brian Graham doesn't need to do anything overly complicated with his feet. Just hold it in, get it off apart and then move again and take bodies out of the way, because they're all constantly worried about, well, that ball's going to go wide, it's going to come in, but it never comes in the odd time, but they play round and it gives the other boys freedom. I just think that, like we were talking about there, that Livingston, when the Lawless was at Livingston, because they would play the big boy up front, it would just bypass Lawless all the time. It's just, listen,
I'm going to make a plea to Partick Thistle players. I know you'll get a lot of interest in the summer. I think they should stay together, win that league, and come up the next year.
Absolutely.
But your problem is Brian Grimm's 34, 35.
He's still got a
and he's taking the coaching, isn't he?
He's coaching the
coaching. He's coaching with the woman.
But that's always well. What I watched has been over the course of the playoffs. Listen, I've watched every game they've played, and I really do have been incredible.
One or two defeats in 17 games or something.
Every game he went in, he was like, we're coming here to win the game. I love it, mate. I love these.
As well, Doolan. He's a lovely guy. I've been in his company a few times, and he's a lovely fella.
No,
and he's had a hard time of late as well. He lost his old man and all that.
Yeah.
But what a job he's done. He's been absolutely top drawer, hasn't he?
But where Ross County got it right as well was the recruitment in January, because they bring Murray in, who I thought came on and changed the game.
He did,
And no, as much as fair play to them as well, for they were out the tie and they keep
back.
going. So good, but I think we are all gutted, didn't
we? See, when you think about that affected Queen's Park and all, because they had a great opportunity as well. And
selling Murray, you mean in January?
Selling Murray, aye.
You know, Jerry, you'll probably know more than me, but would I be right in saying that Partick Thistle financially okay? There was a little bit of backroom on the board.
The guy won the lottery, didn't he? But then he passed away, didn't he?
Aye, so, because obviously I'm thinking, like,
build on that,
or do you then? Does it become a struggle? Because do you look at things like Partick Thistle, Queen's Park? Was that their opportunity to go?
Dundee United are now doing.
Because I look at like Sunderland, they've lost out in the playoffs and the semi final. I don't think they'll be anywhere near
next year, then, or
not?
No,
I still think they'll be good, but I don't think they'll be. I don't think they'll have the same opportunity they had this year, because the league's going to become really tough. I think with Dundee United coming down and the finances that they have, and see how that works out, the Championship's going to be tough.
Well, Thistle will come down as well. How many of these boys are out of contract in the summer?
Right.
That's it.
And you lose a couple of them on then.
Contracts.
Because you know, in the lower leagues, it's all 1 year contracts, isn't it?
The Premier League needs the likes of Partick Thistle, isn't it?
I honestly really enjoyed watching them. Like,
with the fan base they have. And
How often did you watch them? Because I watched them.
You didn't really get a chance to, did you? If I'm playing on a Saturday.
Anytime I covered a game that was. And I keep saying it with Tiffany and all that. They were a good watch. They're a good, exciting team. And with Doolan on board and a young manager, you know. Look where he was, you know, a year ago. I think he was coaching kids and all that. He's got something about him.
He's a chance.
Was he charging him 100 quid a month?
what's you charge?
100 a month.
5 or a session.
100 quid a month he is.
5 or a session is decent.
For one night a week, he's 100 quid a month.
Honestly, that's the only thing I've ever been proud of is Boca. And as I say, there's going to be a massive explosion after the summer where all the teams are cut. First Boca teams in the history of Scotland.
I love that. Wow. Massive explosion.
It's going to be amazing. You
can Dorrit v Boca.
No, that's how we need to open the season, the next season. Boca v Kindorrit.
Boca v Kindorrit.
Aye, but how's your team? Very good, very good team.
We're doing all right.
You quite calm as a coach?
No.
But is he fiery?
You should go.
He's not fiery.
There's no many people going to fucking mess with you.
This has been a learning curve for me.
Yeah, of course.
And I get frustrated.
Right.
Because it's not frustrated because I don't think they're good enough.
Mm.
It's frustrated because when we train, they do the things I'm asking them to do on a Saturday, but they don't do them on a Saturday. So I get more frustrated with the fact that they can do what we're asking.
Right.
Just know
so that's where you need to have patience.
Is that because of the pressure you're putting on them?
Patience is
on a Saturday because really, there's maybe we're all there. The dads are maybe shouting on certain things.
Well, no, the dads don't really shout too much. To be fair,
there's dads a few that start that.
I know.
That's my pet hate.
Nah, the kids
shut your mouth and enjoy watching. Encourage them. That's it.
See, my old man. My old man never shouted. Never said a word. He was.
I know, but look how you've turned it, mate.
Aye, disaster.
No, you're the best.
Listen, I don't mind any dad shouting. I don't mind any dad shouting in as long as it's good with the shouting.
My dad.
Encouragement, great.
But don't tell them what to do, but that's the coaches.
Just look at me.
Let them coach.
I don't think you get better than that. I'm not even saying this. I do not think you get better than that.
See,
because you know the person she is as well, mate. She is.
By the way,
you look like a poodle.
My wee Shawnee, mate.
Mate, see what you've done in life, like playing with Rangers and all that. She beats it. She beats tops.
Why did she not have Tosh McKinley for?
No, budget.
Tosh McKinley. Oh, there's a game.
But I think this Tosh last McKinley podcast should be dedicated to Carol Ferguson.
She puts up with him every day and all.
Tell you what, she's gorgeous, by the way.
Mate, she's look at the cheekbones in it.
Yeah.
The two other ones look like you in it, and Lewis looks like her.
Do you think so?
Definitely.
Aye.
Because Lewis is gorgeous as well. But here's the Carol Ferguson.
Don't get me emotional now. I've been very emotional. 31.
What, because your anniversary and stuff like that?
No, just
that. You weren't that emotional because you forgot about it. He texts me Sunday morning saying, I forgot my anniversary.
No, but it's like, you know, everything's dead.
Good.
Aye, and I don't.
And you're proud as fuck.
And I'm going, how is that? Because I always thought when I was playing football and all that, life's magic and all that, but it's getting better.
It's getting better because it's no on you anymore.
It's getting better because your boys are fucking 20 grand a week. He's paid your mortgage off your damn bastard.
And he's taking me on holiday.
That's how it's better.
You've been busy this year,
and he's
me busy.
But see what I love about Lewis.
Wait till you hear
that. No, what I love about it's just a wee thing. He's very generous. There you go. And he's got a good. He's got a good heart. He is ma. In that respect, that he's good to people.
No, give you an example. Well, is he like Angie puts his jacket over his missus?
Fucking nothing like me. I'm
bet
not
you
doing that.
I bet you don't dip it in your pocket when you go to Bologna.
No, he looks after us very well. And it's no cheap, by the way. See when you go out for your dinner and all that. Because that Sunday, he took us out for a meal after the game and all
that. What'd you have?
Beautiful place.
Turkey dinosaurs.
What?
What'd you have?
Or just pizza. The wee pasta. He orders for me because he speaks.
Fluent?
Is he fluent now?
Well, I get stick for this half, Carol, because she's like, he's not fluent, but he is. He fucking just holds a conversation in Italian. I just sit and go, well done, son. Can't even speak fucking English, man, and you're fucking speaking Italian. Well done, you dance. And that's how I question, is he really my boy? I don't know.
I think he's Richard Goff, sir. He's Goffers. But you'd be delighted with it.
To be fair, there could have been more smart. I thought you were going to say Koishy there.
That's a good chance. That's a good chance.
Koishy's been here, there, and everywhere. But I'd be quite happy with Goffy. Goffy was.
Play with any Italians about 18 years ago, no?
Amoruso.
Big Amoruso. Big Amo.
Big.
He was addicted to Bailey's, wasn't he?
He was big.
Was he
a gamo? Oh, by the way, very long in the shower.
And Big Eamon Holmes. What are we going to hear you?
He's got a big plate of meat.
You're having a living with
it. You're
not letting the wee man up here.
No. It's been a tough week for just liars, si.
Kind of like them.
Just the right liars. Just liars.
Oh, man.
A whole lot of them. Liars. Right,
so Goldstein's getting it. Who are you giving it to? Another man?
No, I don't. Listen.
Pet peeves, this is young people walking towards you.
You need to kind of have gone for him.
My
now.
Kids were bad for that yesterday.
What, walking out?
Went to Bridge of Harlan, come out this wee Italian.
Walking in front of you?
Went to a wee Italian restaurant actually in Bridge of Harlan, walked out, and Harry walked straight in front of people.
Oh,
Harry. Right. I didn't see them. Well, fucking look. Just good walking kid, straight out, you know what I mean? Don't like it. Young kids, man.
Sorry, final podcast. What's the final words?
Next year's going to be the year for Biota, I think.
Aye.
I think it's going to be massive next year.
I can't wait.
I'm excited
that Ange hopefully is leaving.
Ange? You should have given Ange some wild
thing to take his spot. Imagine he looked at that. See if you were a businessman, you would have brought a couple of cans and had the Celtic manager drinking it.
My head was scrambling up to that.
With a fry up. Drinking a wild thing with a fry up. Wash it down with a fry up.
What I wish is next year is going to be insane at Open Goal. I mean, our whole thing was a team, and rightly so, we gave it everything. Unfortunately, it didn't work out the way we wanted it to, but next year.
Exclusive new studio, looks.
New studio. And they also say travelling. That's going to be the word for next year. Travelling.
There you go.
I'm actually thinking about going to Oz.
You've kind of.
A farmer.
You've said this.
You've got to be a farmer.
Tell you what you do, right? See in the summertime.
You've got to be a farmer.
In Australia.
Stay
there. You only want to work with the pigs, you said.
Pigs, I don't. Oh, by the way.
You didn't know what you say.
You only want to work with the pigs?
In case.
Come down to Schnarr with me. I'll get you a couple of days in the farm.
Oh, that'd be good. We should film it.
Aye. You could milk the cows and you could go and do a bit of silage and then feed the beast.
Who's that, you?
You just wait to the end there.
Boys, what a season you've had.
Well done. You've been standing.
Oh, yeah, lads.